Northern Ireland is playing host this week to the 2017 finals of the UEFA European Women's Under-19 Championship. Eight national teams participating in the prestigious 16-day tournament at venues across the country. And joining me now is Sarah Booth, who is tournament director. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Ivan.
This has been your life for as long as you can probably remember at the minute. It's about to kick off. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm just really excited. I almost feel as if I'm playing tomorrow. I've got a bit of nervous energy going on. The mood in the camp is great. The teams are very happy with the hotels, with their training grounds. Our staff are ready and we're just really excited for it to begin.
So, Northern Ireland, what the group stage, first of all, presumably. Who's in Northern Ireland's group?
Okay, so tomorrow night we kick it off against Spain. We then have Scotland at Mournview Park on Friday. And then we finish with Germany at Ballymena. And then obviously, hopefully we progress out of the group stages.
Okay. You mentioned Ballymena, you mentioned Mournview Park, Glenavon's Ground in Lurgan. Where else are venues for the tournament?
We also have Shamrock Park in Portadown. So we've got four spectacular venues and each of the clubs and facility owners have worked incredibly hard to get these stadiums in a state of readiness. All the stadium branding is the majority of it is up and they all look incredible and we're really, really excited to see the matches begin.
Now, I know everybody at the IFA is very proud of the new National Football Stadium at Windsor Park. It will be involved, as you said, and presumably hosting the semi-finals and the final.
Yep, that's correct. In fact, so we kick off tomorrow in the National Football Stadium. We obviously have Northern Ireland v Spain there at 7 o'clock. The really nice thing about this tournament is that all the teams will get to play at the National Football Stadium. So there'll be seven matches in total, including the semi-finals and the final, which will also be live on Eurosport.
So busy time ahead for you. Northern Ireland with Spain, Scotland and Germany. It sounds a formidable task.
Yeah, it's a really, really tough challenge for our girls, but they have worked exceptionally hard. And, you know, Alfie and his backroom staff, Noel Mitchell, they've all put in an incredible amount of time into preparing the girls. I've seen them this morning at breakfast. Everybody looks calm. They're excited and they just can't wait to start.
Every time I see Alfie Wiley and I mention this tournament, he's very passionate about it, isn't he?
He is. And I mean, Alfie's been working with our national women's team and the various youth teams since 2005. And he's done an incredible job and we're so proud of what he's achieved to date. And we've no doubt that this team will be really well prepared and conditioned and prepared to go out and do what all our Northern Ireland teams do, which is play for that green shirt with pride.
Absolutely. Now, Spain and Germany sound very formidable, but neither of them are holders of the tournament at this under-19 age group. Who are the holders?
That's correct. France are the current holders. They actually beat Spain in the final in Slovakia last year.
Right.
But, you know, you have teams like Netherlands. Their women's team just won the Euros yesterday.
Sure.
So they're going to be on a high, and they're going to be looking good. So there's two tough groups, and even though the winners are in the other group, we have a really tough task with the Spanish, the Scots, and the Germans.
Very much so. You mentioned yesterday Netherlands v Denmark. I mean, it was a terrific game, and the fact that it was can do your tournament no harm at all.
Yeah, well, we took a big boost of confidence, you know, that the host nation won it. And not just that they won it, it was the spectators. I mean, I think at one stage it was 27,000 at one of the Netherlands matches, and they had fan walks to the stadium, and, you know, every person was in orange, and young, old, whatever nationality they were from, they were supporting the Netherlands, and it was just incredible. I actually got to witness two of the matches, and it was just a remarkable atmosphere, and I'm so happy to see that the effort and the work that they put in paid off in the end by winning it.
Now, people who aren't overly familiar with women's football probably have this idea that it is an awful lot more genteel than the men's game. If they were watching that final yesterday, you girls like to get stuck in, don't you?
Yeah, there's no difference, Ivan. And what I would suggest is just come watch one match.
Yeah.
That's always my cry to people. Just come watch one match and I promise you'll be converted. You will absolutely love the football being played over the next 2 weeks. These girls are exceptionally fit. They're technically gifted. They're fast. They're athletic. And you will be really shocked at the standard of football that these young women can play.
And the teams are terrifically well organised now, even to the extent that I hear some of them are bringing their own chefs with them.
Yeah, Spain have their own chef. Germany sent, I think it was like a 50-ton delivery of equipment in advance of their team arrival.
Wow.
Italy have brought in Parma ham and some sort of cheese, maybe Parmesan cheese.
Right.
This is big business and they look after it very, very carefully.
It is big business because I'm also told that nearly 4,000 bed nights have been booked in Belfast hotels. Now, in terms of local tourism, this is a big deal.
It is, yeah. I mean, that's just our players, our UEFA officials and the officials from the teams. We don't know yet. We'll get a better picture over the next day or two how many spectators from each of the countries have travelled. So I suspect the bed nights will actually increase beyond 4,000. And as you say, it's a contribution that, I mean, these players don't have to pay for anything. Their food, their board is covered. So they're going to have disposable income to spend in our shops, in our restaurants. And that's the same with the other members of the delegation. So there will be a big boost to the local economy, and we encourage that.
Bit of a feather in the cap of the IFA to get this tournament, because I know competition was hot.
Yeah, we were up against a lot of competition. A lot of Scandinavians were keen to host. Top teams like Norway, Sweden had put in, Switzerland even. They host it next year. There was a lot of competition. But, you know, UEFA really respects the work that we're doing on this, and so much so that we've actually won the boys' tournament for 2020 based on the work that we've done here with this one. So, IFA is very proud and they've put a lot of time into this, and it's great to see.
Yeah, you put a lot of time into it yourself, Sarah. So I'm sure you're delighted that it's about to start. If people listening want more information, is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, absolutely. The best place to go would be the irishfa.com, and there's a section on the website which will bring you to the tournament. Also on Facebook and Twitter, if you just type in the hashtag WU19Euro, you'll see everything that's going on. We're very active in the digital media area. We've got a great team doing all that, so it wouldn't be too hard to find out information about the event.
Okay. Final thing, first game is when and where?
Okay, so we have three games tomorrow at 3 o'clock. National Football Stadium, Moorview Park and Ballymena. And then the big one that we're all gearing up to is the Northern Ireland v Spain match, which kicks off at 7. But the opening ceremony, we want everybody seated for 6:30. The opening ceremony will start at 6:40, and that will involve Triona and our world-class song, Days Like These.
Okay. Sarah, it sounds exciting. I hope you have a terrific week. I hope the weather is kind to you. And thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule this week to come on and speak to me.
You're very welcome, Ivan. Thanks for having me.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.